שלו. הוא נסקוס לסוגי, עוד לפני עיבר, לא תיתן מכשול. Torah says, in this week's parasha, the Isser, to not put in front of a iver, a blind person, don't put a mikshol in front of them. So says the Pasuk Parash Kedosh, Los de Kalel Chereish, V'lefnei Iver, Los Yitein Mikshol, V'yoreisim Elehech Ani Hashem. So the Torah here tells us a very big chiddush that a person is not allowed to.
Zoom, is that faster?
A person is not allowed to put a mikshol in front of somebody. And be a raisim elihach. We have to fear Hashem and be fear of God and be Hashem. So there's a very, very big shailah of Oisai. The Torah Toish is telling us that a person put a mikshol in front of somebody. So the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaMitzvah writes, it's mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, that the mitzvah over here is not to be machshul somebody, to give him a bad eitzah. You're not allowed to give somebody an eitzah raw. Somebody asks you eitzah, what should I do with my life, which yeshiva should go? You have to tell him to go to Applebaum. You can't tell them to go somewhere else, it might be eight or wrong. Right? And if Yom Kippur comes out on Tisha B'Av, you don't fast. It's too fast in one day. Anybody listening?
Yeah, maybe I'm listening.
So how can Yom Kippur come out on Tisha B'Av?
I want to get in from here.
The leap year.
You know how?
Anyway, it comes out the boy side. So the style is like this. The Sefer HaChinuch says that you're not allowed the mitzvah is of the Sitei Mikshol is to give somebody a bad eitzah. Somebody asks you or something. He wants to gives you a, somebody wants to, it comes to you for advice. Should I sell my car? Somebody comes, to ask you advice. Should I sell my car? So the halacha is, you have to give him the right advice. You can't tell him, yeah, sell your car to this guy and this guy, to this, salesman, whatever, car salesman. And you know, that you're going to go the next day and buy the car. And you hold, you really shouldn't sell, it's a good car for him. So you're not allowed to give a bad eitzah. So says the chinuch. That's the mitzvah of the fei evil as a mitzvah. Don't give a guy a bad eitzah. Oh, another thing he says that's involved in this issur is not to help a person do an aveira. You're not allowed to help a guy do an aveira, like the Gemara says. You know the famous Gemara. I would deserve that for my days. And a nazir, he wants to have a glass of wine. You can't stick out your hand and give a glass of wine to a nazir. He has not had wine. That's what Gemara says in the Vodazar. That's what the Chinuch is saying. Was. That's the halacha of my side that you're not allowed to give. A bad eitzah raw. That's the Gemara in Pesachim of Beis and with Beis and in Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to be moishin a kois yayin with nazir or an eivim min achai to a guy. Even a guy is not allowed to eat eivim min achai, a live piece of an animal. Not allowed to eat. I don't see them. So, hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
So again, we have for the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav and Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis, is the issur to put a kos yayin, stretch out a glass of wine for a guy. That's one issur. In the Sifra in Kedoshim, in Parsha Beis, the Sifra says,
what is it, Rami? My dad was.
Hello? The Sifra says, in Kedoshim, Parsha Beis, that a guy is coming to give you an Eitzah.
Okay. Wait a second.
The guy gives you a bad Eitzah, Rabbi Sai. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. I don't want to see that. Oh. You're not allowed again. You're not allowed to give a guy a bad Eitzah. Marvin, he brings examples. He said, go out in the morning. And you know, if he goes in the morning to an area, he can get in problems. There are gangsters who'll start up with him. But can I ask you a question? Should I sell this field? Sell this field and buy that donkey. You want to buy that field, like the car we said. You want to buy that car, so you have to sell the car. All these cases is an issur. So now we can clear a shayla, Rabbi. So this is the shayla I want to get to. Oh, Rabbi Shari, man. Shalom Aleichem. So we can clear a shayla. Again, the Torah says that the Iber loisite michsho. The Sifri, the Gemara darshins, two places, that means you're not allowed to stick out a kosh wine and give it to a nazir. And Tahainu, you're not allowed to machshul somebody in an aveira. You're not allowed to help the guy do the aveira. Second thing we find, the Rashi brings this in Chumash also, that you're not allowed to give a bad eitzah. Someone comes to you and gives you an eitzah, you're not allowed to give him a bad eitzah, Rabbi Sa. Two things. The questions that we want to ask today, Rabbi Sa, is there an iser lav in the Torah to put a rock? Is there an iser in the Torah to put a rock in front of a blind man? You hear the question, Rabbi Sai? Well, you see a blind man coming down the street right now. You say, wow, this is going to be fun. I'm going to take a big boulder and put it at his feet. Wow, this is going to be fun. He's blind. He's not going to see anything. The next thing he knows, he fell over Shem Yerachim. Well, you're over an Isser. So you look at me. Why you look at me? I could also look at you. Or we'll look at each other and we'll see, what in the world is this rabbi talking about? He must be off his rocker. The Pasuk says, lift they even, so what are you asking if the guy's over the lab? That's what the word means. The Pasuk says, lift they even, in front of a blind man, don't put a rock. So the question is, so obviously you say, looking at me like I'm crazy, but I can also look at you guys like you're crazy. Maybe you guys, oh, anyway, that's a different story. Anyway, the Maisa, Sayyid Shal Dover, so that's the shayla. So it's very interesting, Rabbi Sai. That Lamaisa.
Rabbi, the Mechas Chinuch. The Mechas Chinuch says.
Oh, very good. Minchas Chinuch, very good. The Mechas Chinuch asks for a shayla. And the MS, most Rishonim. Well, let's start like this.
The Gemara is in Yevamos Chav Dalet.
Right. We'll get to that. One second. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. So like this. It's mashma like this. In the Rambam, we'll start like this. The Chora we have to say, and so is mashma, like the other person, the Chora we have to say that we have a klal in Shas, that ain't mikro yotzi midei pshuta. A mikra, a pasuk in the Torah, doesn't get out of its pashtus. So is the Gemara Yevamos Chof Dalet. A pasuk can't go out of its pashtus. And since the pashtus of the pasuk is lifnei even lo yisitei mikra, for a blind man, don't put a stone. So of course, if you put a stone for a blind man, you're over the law. So the Chora asked Mechaz Chinuch, and the Chora should be pushed that way. However, the Chinuch does not mention it. You'll say, of course he didn't mention because it's bullshit. And Bam is the Noida Behuda, Rabbi Sai, we're switching for everybody with me. We're switching for you. The Noida Behuda in Madura Kama and Ebenezer. The Lord of Yehud and Madura Kama and Ebenezer. In Simon Pei Aleph, the Dhamma Poshu. That's awesome. I leave a stumbling, I put a stumbling block there. So the mice, I didn't ask him to come in, he walked in, and I put a stumbling block. Well, I'll be only about the insert of that's not a barbershop, it's a rabbi, it's my own shirt. So the shadows will have the only about putting a stumbling block in front of it, but I'll put in a stumbling block. Okay, Rabbi. So now also the Sefer Chassidim also, in the Sefer Chassidim, it says like this. Lifta Ivar, Loisite Mechshol, Shlo Yirchatz Odom Shumuka Shechem, Im Yehudi Acher, Elim Ten Yodianu. Now it's no gear today, Rabbi Sad. If Chas V'Shom, somebody has coronavirus, he has to tell somebody he has the coronavirus. Because Lifta Ivar, Loisite Mechshol, the guy doesn't know about it, so you say, that's only Isser, that's only no. If you're going to injure and damage somebody, he doesn't know, that's also Lifnei Iver. So it's the Sefer Chassidim. However, here we come to the punchline a little bit. The Bach in Yerideya writes, that from the Rambam, Mashma, the Rambam, it's Mashma. That the Rambam's Mashma, so a lot of people learn Pshat and Luchinuch's Mashma, that the Israel of if the Iva Lashite Mirchal is only by Yisurim for giving Yisurah. Only by Yisurim and Yisurah. Not though the Bach is the time, like the Bach is the back in the Rambam, that the Isser, the Rambam writes, Menadin Mishamachshil Asaiver. Somebody's Machshil and Iver, the Rambam writes that we're Menadin you. And the Rambam writes, it means like a guy who hits his oldest son. The Loch is if a person hits his oldest son. The Cotton says that's a problem of Lifnei Iver because he might hit you back. He's younger, okay, but if he's older, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Sai. So this din, Rabbi Sai, is of Lifnei Iver lest you take Mechshol. According to the Rambam, it's Mashma and so is the bag that the din of Lifnei Iver lest you take Mechshol is only an Isser to give a bad Eitzah. But to put a stumbling block, it's not a nice thing. It's a terrible thing. But you wouldn't be over on the Issa going to the Rambam, the Issa Lav, well, it's the Iver Loisite Mirshal. And the Shaila is, Rabbi Sai, the Shaila is, what's the pshat? What do we do? The fact, the Pasuk, Vashu, Kshuta, we have a clown shas. Even if we make drushes, and we say that the Pasuk means different, at the end of the day, the mice, we don't take something out of its pastures. So the Maisa, the Mepharshim want to say that you're not taking out the Pasha. Very interesting what the Rabbi said. That the Mepharshim say, the Mizrahi in Pasha Kedoshim says, that the Kro Yoshim Yidei Peshutot, you over here, you can take the Pasha Peshutot, because we can't say it means the Iver Mamish, because the Pasha says before, the Cheresh, Loisekala, Yinala Mekala Cheresh. And we know it means lav davka, the cheresh, because it means you're not going to call anybody. So zok to Mizrahi, even Iver, it's lav davka. We don't mean the Iver mamish. The mayor, since the pasuk itself is talking about these type of people, and the pasuk says by cheresh, and we don't mean a cheresh, it's lav davka, so it can't mean Iver davka. It's not Iver davka, so then it doesn't apply the pasuk shah necessarily. The Kura Aryeh also says that it's a riot from the pasuk can't be kipshuta over here, because the end of the pasuk says, "V'yoreisem Eloyecha," you have to fear Hashem. And what Rashi says, when do we say that? Only on something that you could trick, only with your heart. Something that's open, not to say V'yoreisem Eloyecha. Everybody sees you're an idiot. You're putting a rock in front of a thing. But V'yoreisem Eloyecha means that you're doing something that looks to everybody, oh, you're the biggest size, you're such a nice guy, you're giving eights, and you're giving a guy a nice drink, whatever, you're giving eights to somebody, you're giving eights to somebody, you're giving eights of your race with a gecko. Your race with a gecko is only something that's muscle away. The mela, that the guy does, he might not know what you're doing. The mela, okay, that's exactly what you could clear, because it could be erased from your left. You could have also, maybe you accidentally knock something down and you have the Iver fall. So you knew that you're putting it there, but no one knew. But the Malbim says another thing. The Malbim says that it's addicted in the Lashon. Look, the Malbim, that if we're talking about an Iver, Mamish, the Pasuk should have said, Malbim always goes with Tiktok. He was Madad. He said, the Malbim says, should have said, loisosim michshol. Don't place. Where is it with the Iver? Might as first, I'll Iver. What are we saying? If the Iver loisite. Loisosim is more meduyek. Loisosim means to put it down. Mashay loisite, he said, matone, well, in the Lashon of tite, noisein, that's more meduyek on the Eitza. Memela, the Zokta Malvin. So Mela puts a very interesting thing that comes out. A big machlokes are showing it. If there's an Isser, again, we're not talking about where a guy's putting it in a Rosh Hashanah and then it'd be a mazik. But let's say you put it in your house, you have a blind person walking out, will it be an Isser? It's totally big machlokes are showing it. It seems from the Chinuch and the Rambam, not that way, but many Achrenim hold that a value over and alive by putting a stumbling block in front of these type of pieces of Rosh Hashanah. But what's the lesson, Rabbi Sai? What's the Musa that I have over here, Rabbi Sai? Avada, we're talking about Loisekal al Cheresh, it says, don't curse out a deaf person. Don't put a michshol in front of a blind person. What's the upshot over here? V'yareisem Eloyecha ani Hashem. So Avada, if Vada, we don't mean only these type of people, as the Torah says. Anybody who's your, anybody. So why the Torah taka say it in the Lashonis of these type of people, Rabbi Sai? And the answer is, Rabbi Sai, I think the Pashut Taich, you know, what the Torah is telling us, the biggest sight, that the Torah is very, very, very concerned, the Bernisha was very concerned for the people that are downtrodden, Rabbi Sai. The people that have a difficult life, Rabbi Sai, the Bernisha Loilam is very worried for them. He very cares about them. Even though there are people that have difficulties, they have problems in their life, they have deficiencies, they're not like everybody else. But the Ribbono Shel Olam has a special place for those people. And therefore, Hagam in the Torah body means other people, Rabbi Sai. But the Torah body wants to bring out Rabbi Sai. And a person has to have an extra sensitivity when it comes to people who are downtrodden. When people are in a matzav that they're vulnerable. When people are in a matzav where there are types of people that people would taka not look at and not pay attention to and forget. Many people might take advantage of these type of people. But these are type of people that don't have the know-how, or don't have the spirit, or don't have the koyach to fight back, or to answer back, or to have a say. They're people that can be just trampled on. And the Torah HaKadosha, the Bnei Shalom, you saw, we always speak about it, but it's like sensitivity. To learn how to be sensitive to the feelings of every human being. And therefore the Torah said, the blind person, don't put a rock. Meaning to say, Rabbi Sai, don't take advantage. Don't take advantage in any way, Rabbi Sai, of people that are limited and people that have deficiencies. But Kert, the Bnei Shalom says that the godless of a person, the Gemara says in Megillah, every place where you find Hashem's godless, there you find Hashem's anova. Wherever you find Hashem's godless, says the Gemara Megillah, just 1 second, we're going to get a Megillah right now. The Gemara says in Megillah, Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Wherever I find the Kodesh Baruch Hu's godless, there I find his anova. Shenemad, that was a kosuv ba'Torah, the shoni ba'Neviim, and meshulash ba'Ksuvim. Why do we need to know that it's in all three places? The answer is, Rabbi Sai, is because it's something that's a major, major yisoy in Yadus. There's where I find Hashem's anova. And where do we find it? Says the Pasuk. He's the God of all gods, the master of all masters. What did it say afterwards? He takes care of the Yosef Almona. Rom Benisa, Hashem is holy, high, and uplifted. Shoychainari dwells. Shoychainari the Kodosh. He looks at the people who are downtrodden and low spirited. Meshurish Baksumim, Soylu the Roche Baravos, because Shmoy. So in the examples that Chazal give, the Torah explains that the Kodesh Baruch Hu the Torah talks about Hashem being the God, he's the almighty, all-powerful God. And yet, at the same time, what do we find about the Bnei Shalom? He deals with the downtrodden. His sensitivity is for the downtrodden, Rabbi Sai. This is to tell us, Rabbi Sai, that I think the only pshat in Chazal is, it's not the pshat that I'll buy. That even so, even though a person is so great, he still deals with the low people. Like the Gemara says in other places. Shaloi kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basim adam. Hello? Hello, bring me a charger. It's going up. Shaloi kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basim adam. We find that lashon in Shas. Hashem says, the Gemara says, Hashem's, what?
The thing is,
Hashem says, "Lord, give me this bus with them." Hashem's not like others. He deals with the doubt, even though he's great. That's not what the Chazal mean. Shebekom mokum she'ata moitzik du'losoi shom ata moitzam v'sanusoi means that is the godless. That's what the Torah is telling us, and that's what we find in the three places. Because in the three places, in the three places, in the Siman, it's a chazaka, that this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees, and wants to show that that is Gavus. It's not albeit. It's not even so that he's great. He deals with the downtrodden. No, fakert. 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 That's the Gavus of Hashem. The fact that he's great, his greatness is describing the fact that he takes care of the downtrodden, takes care of the people who are going through suffering and need the sensitivity, Rabbi said. And that's the lesson, Rabbi said. That's the godless, that's the goal of a person. When he could be so godless is measured in how far you can extend yourself, Rabbi said. A godless is the greatness of the how far you can make a circle to include even these. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, his godless is he sees, because that's the tell that's the godless of us. The godless is the sensitive, to have such great sensitivity of yochel, sensitivity to every single human, especially the downtrodden, to see what they're going through. Because the teva is that a person doesn't see that, especially when things are going good for him, things are going okay. It's very hard for him to see and to be involved. But no, Rabbi Sai. The Baruch Hashem's whole tafkid, Rabbi Sai, is chesed, Rabbi Sai. Chesed. And the greater the person that needs it the most, the chesed is even greater, Rabbi Sai. That's the only pshat. It's called Moshe Atom Moshe Gadilosh Shalakot. That's the godless, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu's godless is that he's the greatest of God, because the Baruch Hashem does chesed with his breath. That's the godless. Midas Tuvcha. The midas tuvcha, as God the Harashi says, the midas tuvcha. That's the midas toiv. That Hashem does toiv with his brias. That's midas tuvcha. And midas tuvcha is brought out in the fact that he does toiv the people that need the toiv the most of us. The people that need the toiv the most of us. Those are the people that are downtrodden and are going through difficult times of us. And this is the tafkir, but this is our tafkir of us. And we know that now we're in a situation where all of Klai Yisrael is going through difficult times. Things are going difficult for everybody, Rabbi Sai, out there. So Avada, the true Adam Gadol, Rabbi Sai, the true great person now, and at this time, Avada, you have to worry about your own family, Avada, 100%, but you look for people that are extra, extra vulnerable now, Rabbi Sai. That's the Gadol of the Ibn Yishloilam. And that brings out the Gadol. Zumiris Tuvcha. I mean, his tuvcha is at its most highest level when it's to the person that needs it the most. He's the most vulnerable, also. And therefore, this is the charge, Rabbi Sai, for life. That as great as we become, the greater we become, the more sensitive, and the more feelings we develop for even the people that are downtrodden, the people that need the most help, Rabbi Sai, need the most tuv. They need the most giver. They need the most help. They need the most. The most siyua, the marshal that we're in, Rabbi Sai. The person has to understand that. That's the madrega of all the gedolim, Rabbi Sai. All the gedolim, Rabbi Sai. We saw by them this gavaldik amida of the fact that they were worried about the downtrodden. They worried about the people that no one. We said over a great, unbelievable maestro, a Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Sai. I said it over a couple of times, but every time I read the story, it sends shivers up my spine because it's such a fascinating thing to say to this Adam Gadol, Rabbi Sai. And the story goes that Rabbi Reuven Feinstein came to see his father. He had an important matter to discuss about the yeshiva. While he was waiting outside, he came to see his father, but there was someone inside. He peeked in, and there was a woman. A woman looked fine, dressed nice, everything's talking to the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, so he said, oh, she has a probably important thing. It looked like a normal situation. So Rav Moshe Feinstein sat there listening to this lady. All of a sudden, it's 15, 20 minutes, and he says it's taking a long time. He wants to go and see what's happening. All of a sudden, he opens the door again, and he hears the lady saying something about aliens. There's aliens. And he listens to more. Where is this woman? As not to be believed, there's something wrong. She's crying to her Moshe that the aliens are coming, Martians and UFOs. and Rav Moshe is sitting there listening to this lady. She's mom was talking about Rav Reuven was outside. He couldn't believe what's going on inside. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Gadol Hador, a lady sitting there. She was off haraka. Not the rock from the Lifnei Iva Loisitei Mechshor Voisai. That rock. She was mamish off a rock and she's talking about what's going on and talking about the aliens, the attacker, they come in groups, men, women, and they come late at night and she's so scared about these aliens. Okay, we're moving again. Voisai, everybody say the story, shivers. 1 hour and a half, she finally finished, and she could go on longer, but nighttime was coming, and she said the aliens are coming out. She has to get back home. So she walked out of Moshe's office. So Rav Reuven asked the Shiva, what's going on over here? So said Rav Moshe, she has no one else to tell her tzaras to. She can't tell, no one else is going to listen to her tzaras probably. She probably tried it. And, I mean, she meant normal. She was something wrong over there. They were missing a screw. Maybe many screws. But when Moshe sat there listening to this later, by the Gadol Hador, an hour and a half. It's not to be believed, Rabbi Isai. What's the pshat? The answer is, Rabbi Isai, you have to emulate Hashem, Rabbi Isai. Emulate Hashem. There was a beggar. They used to hang around the big mamish. Obviously, these beggars didn't have the best reach michoyach when they walked around. And Rav Shurkin was a Talmud of he's a Ram in Shiva's Teres Moshe. He was a Talmud of Moshe, and he met the beggar. He met the beggar and he saw the beggar going off to Rav Moshe, and he said to Rav Moshe, "Listen, he came over. You had to wear a nose clip usually when you." We smet this beggar. But anyway, he came to Rav Moshe and he said, Rav Moshe, do you think I could come over for the Pesach Seder this year? Don't worry, I'll change my beggar. I usually do it once a year. Anyway, so he said he wants to come for the Seder to Rav Moshe's house. So Rav Moshe said, what happened? What did you do last year? So he said, last year I came to my sister, but she was Nifter. So Moshe says, I'll speak to the Rebbetzin. So Moshe Shurkin said, he asked this beggar after Pesach, what he did was, he said, you won't find a Jew like Rav Moshe finds the beggar said. You'll never find a Jew. Such a Bala Areach. Rav Moshe had him for the Pesach Seder that year. Unbelievable, Rav Moshe. Well, Mom is a downtrodden Jew. Who would pick him up, Rav Moshe? He said over the story, Rav Moshe Shiskal, Moshe's Eidim, Rabbi Leo Moshe Shiskal. Anyway, Stamets arrived from there that Moshe held also, like the Rabbi Lazer Silver, that you are allowed to have a son-in-law who has two names. It's not the same as having the same, even though he was called Moshe. But Moshe had two sons-in-law, by the way. Both had names like Rabbi Moshe, but they had two names. One son-in-law was Rabbi Leo Moshe Shiskal. He married his oldest daughter and his younger daughter. Was Moshe David Tendler. He's still alive, I think, Moshe David Tendler. His daughters are not alive. But his daughters, they're alive. And maybe, Rebbetzin Shiskal is alive, I think, also. I don't know. But anyway, but the Meister, but the Moshe David Nifli was the Adam Gol Mad Ma'oi. But Stam Zurai, Stam Agav, that Moshe wasn't worried that the Meister, his name was also Moshe. But since it's two names is a different name. So the Meister is a different Shia, not for now. Anyway, so Blessed Moshe Shiskal was a big tzaddik. They said once he saw him going through the park and he picked up, there was a guy, a Bowery bum, lying on a bench. And he was lying on the floor and he went to pick him up. So when he asked, what's it? He says, Oichel Salam Elikim. He says, Salam Elikim. The boy said, he also, they tell the story about him, the boy said, he was a tzaddik, so he got a big tamach, a giant tamach, a baron loved him. And there was a guy also on the east side, he was called the professor. He had a different issue. He thought he was a military sergeant. He thought he was a little bit off the walk. He was just a piece of person from the east side. And he used to go to Rav Shiskal and he used to tell him over his military secrets. He would tell him over different things, military, because he's the head of the military. And because of that, So he used to spend hours there. But one time, he came with his radio and was blasting it on loud. And Shisko was trying to learn at the same time, make him feel good. So he said, Shisko said, one second, professor, those could be military secrets. I don't have assured permission to hear them. So the guy lowered your eyes, he said, 100% those are military secrets. And he lowered the radio. But he was Muhammad, this manager person, he thought the person was my Meshuggah Rabbi Sai. Because Lifnaiva, Lifsite Mirsho, you have to have sensitivities to the people that have difficulties, Rabbi Sai. That's what a person, that's what a Jew is all about, Rabbi Sai. We should be Toycha, to use our Koychas to help and to look out for the people that have more vulnerable to difficult things, more downtrodden. That's been emulating Hashem. There's no greater thing of us to Sameach these people. We should be Zercha to have a good night. Cold to everybody.